Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey everyone, Jeremy Dahman here. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to patreon.com/KIStrongStyle and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to our $5 tier gives you access to all our bonus audio. When you upgrade to the $10 tier, not only do you get access to bonus audio, but you get access to the weekly video live stream of the show and any bonus video content we do. Once again, that's patreon.com/KIStrongStyle. And now on to a preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
A KISS Patreon exclusive. Welcome to the Dominion Deep Dive. When it's summertime in Shinnahon, I'm thinking about this one show. Gold lights up above, coming from Osaka Joe. Let's get it, the Dominion Deep Dive. Woo. KISS Patreon exclusive main events, we going through them. One by one, yeah. Come with us, we look back. Title wins, 5 stars, 6 of them. With a 7 at 2018, yeah. Breaking the history down. This is for you, Jeremy. Give them what you can to tell them about.
Welcome to the Dominion Deep Dive, an exclusive series for Keeping It Strong Style Patreon subscribers. Jeremy Donovan here, and today we're diving deep into Hirooki Goto versus Hiroshi Tanahashi from New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion 2011. So we've talked about Tanahashi before. On episode 1, we went back to Dominion 2009, where he challenged Manobu Nakanishi for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. So we already talked a little bit about Tanahashi's background there. So obviously, instead of going all the way back to 2009, we're going to pick up where we left off with Tanahashi. So Dominion 2009, he defeats Nakanishi for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. So following that, on July 20th, Tanahashi successfully defended his IWGP Heavyweight title against Pro Wrestling Noah's Takashi Sugiura. This was a pretty big deal. This was the first time ever that New Japan Pro Wrestling versus Noah match for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Then in the post-match celebration, that was cut short when Tajiri interrupted Tanahashi's post-match interview and sprayed him with his famous green mist. Then a few weeks later, on August 17th, Tanahashi had to vacate the IWGP Heavyweight title due to an eye fracture injury that was sustained during a match with Shinsuke Nakamura in the semifinals of the 2009 G1 Climax Tournament. But Tanahashi did not stay on the sideline for too long. He returned on November 8th at Destruction 2009, where he challenged Nakamura for the belt. But he came up short on that night, losing to Shinsuke Nakamura. And then, to avenge the green mist from that post-match in July, He faced off against Tajiri on December 5th. So avenging a previous loss from Tajiri and pinning him with a high fly flow. Then after that match, he was challenged by Pro Wrestling Noah once again. So then on January 4th, 2010, at Wrestle Kingdom 4 in Tokyo Dome, he defeated Go Shiozaki, which we talked about a little bit in the last episode, episode 2, looking at New Japan's 2010. So this Noah-New Japan rivalry really kicked off, and here we had the ace versus ace match with Tanahashi and Go Shiozaki. So Tanahashi defeats Go and kicks off 2010 in a good way. Then his next feud would be with Toru Yano. Yano got a upset win over him in a tag team match on January 30th. Tanahashi teamed with Minoru Nakanishi, while Yano was teamed up with Shinsuke Nakamura. Then on February 14th, Tanahashi got his revenge by defeating Yano in a singles match. And then after that win, there wasn't much time for Tanahashi to celebrate. He got defeated, he got ambushed by Masato Tanaka after the match. In that post-match beatdown, Toru Yano he cut off some of Tanahashi's hair, which, of course, you know what happens when you cut somebody's hair in professional wrestling. That led to a hair versus hair match at Wrestling Dontaku 2010, where Yano emerged victorious. So, gotta go back and see how much of the hair was cut from the ace there, losing that match to Toru Yano. I don't ever really recall seeing Tanahashi with a bald head or short hair, so maybe I should have done some more research there on that, but that's what we have here. Wrestling Dontaku 2010, Yano getting the win there, and then moving forward to June 19th at Dominion, Tanahashi got revenge by defeating Yano with the help of Tajiri and Kushida, and they shaved Yano's hair there. So Ace got some revenge there on Tanahashi, on Yano. I'm sure there were some antics in that Dontaku match that caused Tanahashi to lose. So get some revenge on Yano at Dominion. That was Dominion 2010, which we talked about the main event on that last episode. Then in August, Tanahashi entered the 2010 G1 Climax Tournament. He reached the final with 4 wins and a draw in the round robin stage. But even though he had a great performance, he was defeated by my man, leader of the Bread Club, Satoshi Kojima, in the finals. Then moving on to World Tag League, he teamed up with Tajiri. And then in 2010, it was known as the G1 Tag League. So they teamed up there. They had a strong start, but they were booted out of the semifinals by the IWGP Tag Team Champions, Bad Intentions, Giant Bernard, and Carl Anderson. Then in December, Tanahashi picked up some momentum with back-to-back wins over top contenders like Hirooki Goto and Tetsuya Naito, which earned him a shot at the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, my man, Satoshi Kojima, at Wrestle Kingdom 5. And so that was January 4th, 2011, and the ace Tanahashi, he defeats Kojima to capture the IWGP Heavyweight Championship for the 5th time. So very fitting, Wrestle Kingdom 5 gets its 5th IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And here's what Dave Meltzer had to say about Wrestle Kingdom 5. This comes from the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Archives. Dave says, "What is annually the biggest non-WWE pro wrestling event of the year? New Japan Pro Wrestling's annual January 4th show at Tokyo Dome had few surprises and not a lot of major news. Reports were the 4.5-hour show was filled with good matches as the lineup on paper was strong, but it was not as good as some past shows. There was nothing that would be considered an early match of the year. The matches you expected to be really good mostly delivered to the level expected, but there was no breakout surprise match. And Jeff Hardy versus Tetsuya Naito was a disappointment. Because there were 13 matches and more talent depth than any New Japan show of the year, like at WrestleMania, most of the matches were shorter than they would be if they were held on a usual major show. The 20th consecutive show on the date in the building, which dated back to a January 4th, 1992 event, in a very different wrestling environment, neither showed any signs of new life or decline in the Japanese industry. The first show was in conjunction with WCW and aired as a tape delay pay-per-view in the U.S., and even though WCW was not doing well in the U.S. at the time, stars like Sting, the Steiner Brothers, Lex Luger, and Dusty Rhodes appearing was a big deal. Now they went with TNA and used Jeff Hardy, Rob Van Dam, and Bear Money. While Hardy is a bigger star worldwide than the WCW stars were 19 years ago, that isn't the case in Japan, partially because the business in Japan is so much less popular. The annual Dome show either sold out or came close annually from 1992 to 2002. While the crowd was announced at a face-saving 42,000, the real number was 18,000, slightly down from last year, and along with the 2007 show, the smallest crowd for a January 4th Dome show in its history. New Japan had smaller crowds in the arena on other dates in recent years. The entire upper and middle decks were closed down, and even the lower deck wasn't completely full. During intermission, the company announced its first U.S. tour with shows on May 13th in Rahway, New Jersey at the Rec Center, May 14th in a location in Brooklyn, and May 15th at the arena in Philadelphia. The tour is being promoted by Jersey All Pro Wrestling, which has used Jushin Thunder Liger recently, and is scheduled to include Hiroshi Tanahashi, Liger, Prince Devitt, Gato, Jado, and Tiger Mask. The only title change saw Hiroshi Tanahashi, 34, the company's biggest star, win the IWGP Heavyweight title for a fifth time, pinning Satoshi Kojima in 21 minutes and 57 seconds after a high fly flow. Tanahashi tied Kensuke Sasaki for second place on the all-time list, behind only Tatsumi Fujinami, who has held the title six times. The program was typical of New Japan, something they've done so many times over the years, where they get an outsider and put the title on him for several months, building to New Japan's biggest star representing the company on the Dome show and getting the belt back. Kojima, 40, who started with New Japan, is a free agent who left New Japan for All Japan in 2002 when brought over. Hold on here. Weird Dave sentence. In 2002 when brought over when Kijimoto got power in All Japan. At one point, Kojima was on top of the wrestlers in the world, including being the only wrestler to hold the Triple Crown and IWGP title at the same time. But it, like virtually all Japan's wrestlers of his generation, the physical style took his toll, and he's badly banged up from injuries and nowhere near the performer he was. So that's from Dave there from Wrestle Kingdom 5, his report there. So you can see that Western expansion is starting with a little mini tour that they're going to do with the Northeast in May. Tanahashi here captured the title from Kojima, doing this whole outsider storyline, which we saw a couple years ago when they did Tanahashi against Muto in the Tokyo Dome. And not great numbers here for Wrestle Kingdom 5. So clearly New Japan still working its way out of those dark ages, still trying to pick back up in popularity. And they're putting their hand here in Tanahashi. They're going full bore with him, giving him the big push and establishing him as the ace of the promotion.
Thank you for listening to Keeping It Strong Style. We'll see you next time.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.